many economists have been indicating that America is approaching full employment. That doesn't mean that the unemployment will soon be zero. It means that we are approaching a situation in which a tighter labor market will eventually translate into more inflation, which in turn will produce higher interest rates. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, America added another 227,000 non-farm jobs in January, the largest gain since last September. Job growth over the past 3 months has averaged more than 180,000 jobs, in line with trends in early 2016. Despite the ongoing addition of net new jobs, unemployment has been trending higher recently and now stands at 4.8%. That's because more Americans are being drawn into the labor force and have begun looking for work. In addition to those who are unemployed, there are about 6 million Americans working part-time because they can't secure a full-time job. This suggests that we still have quite a few months before we achieve full employment. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.